Umas Nisan Rabbi Yosi. Enoch Nami. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Like we said before, the Yom Rav Huna, Huna says, Kula Pirkin Rabbi Yosi. Our whole prayer goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Enoch Nami, according to Rabbi Yosi, this is not called Inu Nefesh. That's why the husband cannot be made for the nether. But Enoch Nami, Shmuel is talking about according to Chachamim, that they hold not having enjoyment from one person is called Inu Nefesh. So Nachnami, according to Chachamim, it'd be called Inu Nefesh if she can't have enjoyment from one grocery store, even if that's not the main one that she gets credit from. So Mora says, Umayin Yochel Hofer, Mishum Inu Nefesh, and Nachnami, the husband came away from Mishum Inu Nefesh. Avo Meifin Adar Mishum Inu Leveno, but Dvorim Inu Leveno, that the husband could be Meifin. But in Nachnami, Dvorim Inu Leveno could be disconsidered, because maybe sometimes the husband will have a hard time if she can't get from that grocery store. So Benola Benor is considered, therefore the husband could be made for it. But this is only according to Rabbi Yosi. But Enoch Nami Shmuel, that says as a law, goes according to the Chachamim. So Rantaka says, V'chivun the Yasikna the Shmuel the Yomek Rabbanin, since we're coming out now that Shmuel is saying as a law like the Rabbanin Shita, is Nakin and Kavosai, since Mashmur we pass can like the Tanakama, V'yafakav the Kulu Perkin Rabbi Yosi, Therefore, could be, even though it's mashma, it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yosi, no, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. It's not called a Stam Mishnah, but rather it's mashmir, we paskin like Shmuel, that Shmuel holds like Chachamim. That Erechatz and Kishut, these are considered the nether of Inu Nefesh. Alright, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Daf Pei Beis on my base. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Nodro Mishtei Kukrois. Let's say the wife made a neder not to eat two types of breads. Mishtei Kukrois. She made like one neder not to eat two types of breads. So, Ba'achas Misane Uviachas Ein Misane. One type of a bread is a very good bread. And if she can't eat that type of a bread, she has, she's Misane. She has pain from that. It's called the neder of Inu Nefesh. But to the Yachas Ein Misana, the second type of a bread that she made a neder not to eat is like pas kibur, old bread, black bread, that by not eating that, she does not have inui. There's no pain about not eating that bread. So the question is, it's like two types of nedarim here. One is an Inu Nefesh and one is not. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says a chiddush that mitoich shehu meifel misana. Since the husband has the right to be made for the part of the nether, of the good bread, because that's called Inu Nefesh, that's called giving yourself pain, if she cannot eat the good bread, so that part of the nether the husband has the right to be made for. So he says, Mitoich like, is made for L'Sheina Misana. He has the right also to be made for the other part of the nether of Pas Kibur. Even though that bread is not good bread anyway, still he has the right to be made for it. I gather from Mitoich. But the Ran says, the chivun, the shteyem, dvar achila, since both parts of the neder has to do with eating, is meifle shene misane bigroro de misane. Since the part of the neder that's inu nefesh, he has a right to be made for that part, so bigroro means it drags it along the other part of the neder to be made for. Ve'afilo hofa stam kol haneder mufer. That's the chiddush. Even though he doesn't even speak out that he wants to be made for both parts, he only says he wants to be made for this neder, automatically the whole neder is mufer. That's Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel's Chiddush. On this, the Gemara says that V'Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, but Ravasi, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, argues and says that Mefer LeMisane V'Yein Mefer LeShein Misane. No, the husband could only be made for the part of the neder that has to do with Inu Nefesh, but the other part that doesn't have to do with Inu Nefesh, that part he cannot be made for. And the Ran says, Mishum Deles Lehach Gerora, because he doesn't know from the Svar of Gerora that one part could drag along the other part. Hilchat, the Ran says, that Afilu Hefer Beferish LeMisana, even though the husband says Beferish, he has in mind to be made for LeMisana V'Yein Misana, I want to be made for both parts of the Neder, and Emuf L'Shein Misana. He can't be made for the other side. The Ran says, Kach Pesha Rabbi said, that's the way Rabbi said learned his Pshat. And the Ran tries to explain, now he says he doesn't hear a pshat, what's like a pshat in Shmuel? Like how come Shmuel says, what kind of svar is Gerora, since one part of the nether has nothing to do with Inui, why could he be made for it? So Ran wants to say that the pshat in Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechon is like this, that the Pasuk says, the Ishi Yifarenu, it says, Umafkinan mehai krola kamon de sorachabal shefa kol ha neder. Shefrenu kuloi mashma. That the husband has to be made for the whole neder. And if he's only made for half of the neder, afilu mashefrenu mufra. That's the Gemara later. So he says, therefore, that's the machlokes that Shmuel holds over here, since it's like one neder that she said, so the, and half of it has to do with inu nefesh, so once you give him made for that part of the whole neder is included, that he's made for the whole neder already. You know, it's considered like one, it's considered like neder echot, and the husband can't be made for the chatzoyim halfway, the yifarenu ksiv, so he has to be made for the whole neder. So therefore Shmuel holds that mitoichu could be made for half of it, which has to do with inu nefesh, the other half gets dragged along also. And the Ran says, and Rabbat and Rabbi Yechanan, they argue and they hold, they're true. When you have one whole neder that you could be made for the whole neder, so then the husband can't be made for half for the neder. The chatzoyim doesn't help. But over here, since this is the only part of the neder that could have a fara, that's the only thing he could do. So therefore, can only be made for the part of the neder, the part of the bread, which is inu nefesh, will give a pain of not eating it. But the other half, the type of bread, the pas kibur, that doesn't bother her, that half the husband cannot be made for. Now the Gemara says, Vika di Amri, some says like this, that boy mine rabasim Rabbi Yechanan. Rabasi asked a question from Rabbi Yechanan. No draw mishtei kikras. If the wife made a neder not eat two different type of breads, again, one was a good, a pas nekiyah, one was a pas kibur, biyachas misana, biyachas eina misana, one, it has pain for not eating, the other one does not give a pain for not eating it, biyachas eina misana, ma, what's the halacha? Could the husband be made for this neder, the whole neder or not? Omalei, and this, they answered back, meifer lemisana, v'yein meifer l'shem misana. Now that's where Rabbi Asi and Rabbi Yechanan answered back, that the husband could only be made for the half of the neder, which has to do with inu nefesh, that type of good bread for not to eat, that he could be made for, but the other half of the neder, which doesn't have to do with inu nefesh, which would not bother her if she can't eat it, that half the husband cannot be made for. Now the Gemara asks like this, Eisle, have a kash like this, it says, Alochom, Ho'isha shenod rabbi nozir, if a wife made a neder to become a nozir, after she became a nozir, then she went to drink wine, or she touched mesim, she was over the lavim that a nozir not allowed to do. The